Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Eve, and you're listening to Transforming Trauma. I'm here to share my truth in hopes of inspiring others to share theirs. This podcast helps me to feel connected, empowered, and hopeful, and my intention is to share what's going on in one survivor's corner of the world. So today's podcast is going to be jumping around the topic of relationships and intimacy. It's been something that's been on my mind a lot, and if you're like me, Valentine's Day may or may not be on your mind, because every year it marks something different or brings up memories or hopes or losses, and I'm sure that that is something that others might be familiar with. So in thinking about intimacy and relationships, I was talking to a friend the other day about what they learned growing up in their homes and kind of what they want to relearn as an adult. And I really liked the way that this friend framed it, because it really took him out of the role of being a victim to his family's patterns and gave him the agency to decide what are skills that he wants to learn for his adult life and his relationships. And I was thinking of what some of those things might be for me, like how to set limits and figuring out what a healthy marriage looks like. This is slightly different than around relationships, but something I learned this past year was that it's important for me to plan ahead for the holidays and anticipate kind of how I'm going to feel when Christmas comes and I don't have plans or don't have immediate family to spend it with. So to definitely plan ahead and not wait until the weekend comes. And I guess that is similar to Valentine's Day. So if you don't have someone you're looking forward to spending it with, a partner or romantic interest, some other ideas are to host a Galentine's Day. It's a little play on Valentine's Day, inviting some female friends or male friends and doing a cookie swap or making Valentine's. I also recently came across two podcasts I really like. One is Modern Love and the other is the Dan Savage Love podcast, and they're coming to Massachusetts where I live, and doing something like that to celebrate Valentine's Day or to go out with a friend is a new idea for me. So I thought I would put that out there. So I should put out there also that intimacy and relationships are sticky topics for most survivors. I've read in Trauma and Recovery and the book A Courage to Heal, it seems like survivors sometimes go in two opposite extreme directions, some totally avoiding intimacy after going through sexual abuse or assaults or multiple trauma incidences. Others, become really promiscuous and have trouble saying no and kind of go more in the direction of having a lot of casual relationships that may or may not be causing them kind of negative feelings, perpetuating shame, and it can be re-traumatizing. So no judgment if you are on either end of the spectrum, but I'm trying to keep that in mind, not to project my own experience onto what you might resonate with here. There's a really fabulous video called the T-Slut Consent Parody. It's about 3 minutes, and it went viral. I'm looking right now. It's like 303,000 views on the video that I'm looking at. But it's really interesting, and it's something that I've thought a lot about over the years. And I was involved in the Women's Center violence prevention work and activism back in college, and this video really hits the nail on the head, and it's taken me so many years to realize that what it feels like to feel safe and to understand what intimacy is and what it can be. I had an experience not too long ago where I just simply had the invitation and kind of situation to cuddle with someone that I was developing a friendship with, and I was talking to a friend afterwards and just literally in awe and marveling that I had never, ever in my life had that. Even with long-term partners, I'd never just spent hours being held by someone, being appreciated by someone. And she said that she hadn't either. So it kind of really made me pause. I don't really understand what that's about, but it was a really, really significant experience for me to realize that that was enough and that that is intimacy, and that that can feel really safe and important before going further into a romantic or sexual relationship. So that was just, you know, one recent experience, and I'm nearing my 30s now, so I really value that and hope that it might be useful to you to remember to that you deserve love and where you feel safe and held and appreciated, and don't settle for anything less than that. On a slightly different note, I've been realizing how valuable touch is in my life and in the healing process through yoga and going through a yoga therapy training. There's still 3 other parts, and I'm not sure I will complete them, but I really took away that, you know, whether or not you're a trauma survivor or not, I think that our society is kind of deprived of human touch. So it's something that I want to keep in the back of my mind going forward when it comes to hugs with friends or holding hands or opportunities for touch that maybe are not sexually intimate, but just a way of feeling safe and feeling loved. And maybe that was or was not part of your growing up. But I know that I've noticed in recent years that my family struggles to even make eye contact, let alone do nice gestures like rubbing someone's back or, you know, just giving them a hug out of the blue. So that's something that I would like to share with you. And lastly, this is slightly pivoting, but this week marks the end of President Obama's 10th term and the beginning of President-elect Donald Trump's. It's a difficult time for a lot of people, but there was a video that I posted on Beyond Survivors. If you get a chance to check it out, I think it's worth watching. It's actually a woman named Amita Swadhini testifying at a confirmation hearing for Jeff Sessions, who she's urging members not to confirm as an attorney general. I don't think it's particularly triggering. She does name her own trauma and the age and who she was assaulted by in her family. But it's really, really powerful to hear her speak out loud in front of all these people and just speak her truth and kind of speak on behalf of all survivors who have been impacted by how, you know, politicians have been acting and what this would mean for survivors and their feeling of safety and trust in our government. She said, "We must trust the Attorney General to respect the humanity of all Americans and especially to be committed to seeking justice for our most vulnerable victims of crime." She talks about LGBT rights and the vulnerability that they have, victims of crime, and all sorts of things. It's a short clip, and you can find it also in the New York Magazine. The title is "Sexual Assault Survivor Amita Swadhini Urges Senate Not to Confirm Jeff Sessions." So that's all for this month. I hope that you have a wonderful rest of January and look forward to sharing with you next month. Take care. And last but not least, I'd like to plug the Beyond Surviving podcast and rachelgrantcoaching.com. I cannot believe I did not say this at the beginning of the podcast this month, but I had the great, great privilege of meeting Rachel in person for the first time. We've known each other for many years now, and it was such a delight. We took a photo together on the beach, and it just felt so natural and easy and delightful. I'm so jealous of people who live locally and get to meet her or work with her in person. Just wanted to give a shout out to Rachel Grant for this opportunity and visit the website, rachelgrantcoaching.com. Thanks, everyone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.